This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome, everyone. You're listening to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a pleasure to have you along on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Got your favorite slippers on, maybe no slippers at all, your special sandals on, sitting in your favorite chair. That's awesome, even if you're listening to us in your car, driving down the road. That's what it's all about, your world, Auto World. To reach me here, I'm Mark Evans. Email and phone number. Is. The phone number first is 855-660-4261. That phone number has been with Auto World since 1912. Also, the email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. I welcome your emails all the time. Of course, we've had some emails in the past 2 hours, and you can join the club. It costs zero, nothing. I never will ask for a Visa, MasterCard, maybe an American Express number. No, I won't do that to you. Yeah, that's the best part of it. 40-plus years, folks, of being in the automotive world. I've done so many things. I've got a lot of scars, actually, on my body. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, you know. But I'm so lucky. I've got all my fingers, my toes, and my legs, and my wrists, and my... Yeah, the right elbow's getting a little bit sore nowadays because of wrenching. But that's what it's all about. It's actually eased up a little bit because of today's cars are all electronic, you know, operated electronic management, that, as you know, that e-light, that engine light, the picture of the engine on your dash, it's on right now. Why is it on? Does it bother you? Are you just driving with the light on? Are you keeping the light on? Are you thinking about maybe buying a new car in your auto world, getting rid of the old one, trading it in because they told you that the engine light's on and it's going to run you about $2,200 to fix it? And of course, what did you say? I've heard it all the time now. No fibbing. I know you're not going to fib to me. They ask me, can you turn my engine light off, Mark, before I sell it? Now, wait a minute. That's kind of unfair, isn't it? I have the machine. I hook it up. I turn the light off for you, and you drive down, and you give it to somebody else. I don't do that, folks. I don't do that. I literally say no. No, I'm not involved with turning your light off so you can go sell a car with the light off. Let's get it fixed. Or just be honest with them. Say, hey, this is what's going on with the thing. You become get a good relationship with your car dealership, and you'll be amazed. It's not like you're not going to have another car the rest of your life. You're going to continuously keep buying and, of course, trading and or selling your cars. So I want to know how your auto world's been this last week, maybe this last month, maybe the last year. I'd like to know. In fact, we're going to play a little game that we call, I'm going to give you a year. When you call in, ask me that question. Should I or should I not buy the car? Is it priced too high? Is it priced too low? What should I do? Why is it broke? Where should I go? All those questions I can help you with. In fact, we're going to be doing an autoworldmedia.com website, and I'm going to have a resource guide on there. And that resource guide, folks, is going to help you get right down to the dirty, find out who is the best in your area when it comes to repairing, and also who you're going to buy from. Who can you trust? That's what it's all about. Then we're also going to take you down the road of, once you do buy that new car, how do you keep it clean? What product do you buy? What's the easiest product? You know, the days of waxing your car are, well, they're not gone, but I'm talking the days of you taking that pad and rubbing it, massaging it, and cleaning it, and rubbing it, massaging it, cleaning it, rubbing it. Okay, I'm worn out just talking about it. Well, today's world with the ceramic wax in a spray bottle, you just spray and wipe. Yes. And we have a lot of companies out there. You got Meguiar's, of course. You got Mother's. You've got Turtle Wax. What? Yeah, Turtle Wax. They've come back with a vengeance. Do you like Armor All? Well, I left it blank there for a minute because I don't really want to say a lot. Maybe you want to say it for me. Let's do it. My email is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Phone number is 855-660-4261. 4261. Right now it is time, actually, to tell you something that is really kind of interesting. This has something to do with a ghost. You got a ghost in your house? You got a ghost in your shop? Do you even have just a ghost? Do you want a ghost? Well, I'm going to give you a ghost right now. It's called the Auto World Little Car Fact. Oh, yeah, the Rolls Royce. Remember the Silver Ghost? Oh, beautiful car. So a Great Britain car is a luxury car back in the day, 1907 to 1925. 40 to 50 horsepower is classified as a Silver Ghost. Let's just start here. Where did they get the name and why was it called the Silver Ghost? Well, folks, the Silver Ghost got its name from the paint and the plating fittings that covered the car's exterior. You see, it was like gray, silver, really light silver. Like Casper the Friendly Ghost, they're all silver for some reason, light gray. That's where they got the name and called it, Rolls-Royce called it the Silver Ghost. In 1907, when horses were still the preferred mode of travel, of course, the automobiles were loud, stinky, smelly, yak. Henry Royce and C.S. Johnson of Rolls-Royce, LTD, unveiled one of a kind. It was a silver-plated, whisper-quiet, 40 to 50 horsepower legend called, yes, the Silver Ghost. Up to 1906, the most powerful engine ever Rolls-Royce had ever produced was a 30-horsepower, six-cylinder, giant, huge, woeful, underpowered. Considering its seating capacity, there was room to ferry the whole entire family, all 12 of them, yeah, to the countryside to go to Grandma's for a Sunday afternoon picnic so they can listen to Auto World. But, well, the 40s and 50s, as they were known, were different, yes. With a body balanced high over a silky smooth transverse leaf spring and a drivetrain powered by a huge but silent 7-liter six-cylinder inline block, the Silver Ghost broke the world endurance mileage records. Almost 24 miles to the gallon for a 2-ton car. I said 2-ton, folks. On a 15,000-mile run, it did that. But what really made the difference was the wooden-wheeled auto's quiet engine. Drivers that day liked it because the sound of a sewing machine is what it sounded like. Today, the certain Silver Ghosts have yet to be retired. They still run. And they found one that currently reads 500,000 miles. The top speed of this 1907 Silver Ghost. Make a guess. Go ahead. Oh, you say 80 miles an hour? No. Go down. 20. Keep up. Nope. 34, folks. 34 miles per hour is how fast this bad boy went. 2 tons. Power rating is 48 horsepower. Of course, a 4-speed manual transmission with, yes, they even have a reverse that they had to actually promote and talk about back then because cars didn't have a reverse. Now, I have a very honored to have a car that is in that time period, a 1916 Chevrolet. It's a baby grand model, and I'm very honored to say that it actually found and got that car from one of our listeners on the radio. He was listening to me for quite a few years and got a hold of me and wanted me to help him find a buyer for that car. Well, I found the buyer all right. Me. I said to myself, self, it's a convertible four-door, kind of looked like the Rolls Royce at the time, but baby grand back then. They made 1915 and 1916, and if you've got a higher VIN number, meaning 35 instead of 18, if you had a VIN number of 18 back then, you'd have a 1915 Chevrolet Baby Grand. But if you had a 34 number on the VIN, then you'd have a 1916. And Baby Grand, that was the very first year make and model, 16, Baby Grand, that they call it, right on the dash. It's got a little plaque that says Baby Grand. That was the first year for electric option. I keep saying electronic. It's electric back in that day. So what do you get with a electric option in 1916? It cost a whole, back then, 1916, it cost you $120 to have that option. Wow. Big money. We're going to take a little short break, and then actually I got a new sponsor we're going to talk about. You're going to love it. Here on Auto World, I'm Mark Evans.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Close the door. Hop in. Okay, you're in. Get the door closed. Good. Shouldn't have to say that twice. That's like I'm talking to my kids. Anyway, hey, good to have you along. I'm glad you hopped in. And how's the back seat feel? Good. Because we got that leather, those leather scraps, see, underneath the seat, and you're smelling the good leather instead of that green Christmas tree. Anyway, hey, thanks for joining me here on Auto World.
I'm Mark Evans, and it's best time to reach us is right now, folks. Costs nothing. I appreciate you being on the show, listening to the show, and I'd like to put you in the show at 855-660-4261. That is the phone number. 855-660-4261. My email is, of course, autoworldradio@yahoo.com. Well, we've got another new sponsor on the show already. This is unbelievable. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, this segment, the next segment that we're going to do, that we're going to talk about tires, is brought to you by, oh, yeah, Mabel's Massage Pedals. Are you tired of those worn-out, drab-feeling brake and accelerator pedals, folks? How about the butt cushion you're sitting on? Well, no more. Here at Mabel's Massage, we only sell the best pedal and butt massagers in the world. That's right, folks. Slip one of our pedal massagers on your brake and accelerator pedals. Sit back and enjoy the massage. Forget about driving. Just sit back. Relax. Let massage, the massage of the Mabel's butt massager, take over. Let your buns get relaxed. Get your cheeks enjoying the ride, too. Go for the ride. Remember, here at Mabel's Massage Pedals and Seat Cushions, we don't let any car sleep. Now, not recommended for teenagers. Not found in any stores. Call 1-800-MASSAGE-MY-CHEEKS. Hey, it's good to have Mabel. Thanks, Grandma Mabel, for being a part of the show. Oh, yeah. Whew. I don't know. You don't want to fall asleep at the wheel. Well, real quick, Axelrod Alex had to slip out. He had to get some more grease on his axles. Now, that's the gentleman that's taking your phone calls. Well, he's not right now, but now we got Engine Light Eric there waiting for your call. Engine Light Eric, now, he is the guy that knows what engine lights. That's why we call him Engine Light Eric. And to reach and have Engine Light Eric take your call, it's 855-660-4261. And again, emails, I'd love to do another email. Get going to the email bag here and do another email. That is autoworldradio@yahoo.com. But first and foremost, let's talk about a tire real quick and how to read a tire. Do you have tires on your wagon? Or is it just wood spoke wheels like my 1916? Hey, by the way, I was talking about the 1916 and how come that electric option back in the day was $120 for, and here's what you get because we never finished up. You get two headlights. Yeah, there's two headlights on it with glass lenses. And these glass lenses are awesome. They're like an inch and a half thick. I don't dare drive the car because if it breaks, where am I going to find lenses for this bad boy? I won't. But they're great lenses because they're glass. They will not yellow. They're not cheap plastic, folks. Oh, I hate the cheap plastic cataract eyeballs on your car. It's horrible. Anyway, back to the 16. We're going to get talking about the cataracts here in a second. Now, the 16 glass, you get an electric starter, electric lights, and you also get a horn for $120 back in 1916. You get that electric option, and that's why they call it the Baby Grand. So this is kind of interesting. The starter is hooked and mounted, of course, back on the flywheel because that's where the teeth mate up and crank the flywheel to turn and start the engine. As soon as you start it, the starter turns into the generator. Same body. It's really cool. So the generator then, starter's generator then makes the lights turn bright. Yep, the lights. Now, let's talk about cataracts. Hopefully you don't have cataracts in your car. Now, this is Auto World, and I'm not talking about cataracts in your eyeball on your head. I'm talking about cataracts on and in your car. So, cataracts. Yellow plastic is what I'm talking about. The plastic lenses, are they all yellow? How do you get rid of it? First off, most off, you don't have any headlights out front because the lenses are all yellow. You can't see anymore. So how do you take care of it? Well, Mother's, which I just got done using on a couple of our cars, Mother's Wax, they sell a great kit. Meguiar's sells a great kit. There's a ton of companies that sell these kits. Now, these kits have the kit is a full kit, and you might spend $20 on it. Well, the kit is got sanding wheels in it, a little attachment that goes into your electric cordless drill, and it's got the sanding wheel that's already cut out that goes onto that attachment, and then it's got the buff wheel, and it has the compounds in there too. So you have a compound, you have to sand the plastic first. Yes, I said sand. You sand the plastic, the yellow off, then you buff it with the compound, and then you bring the polishing compound out and you polish it, and you end up having clear plastic lenses again. Now that those are clear, your stupid junky stock headlight bulb needs to be thrown away. Get rid of it. Is it a Blue Streak brand? No. Why did I say Blue Streak? Well, this is a little bit of information. Call it yellow or white. Are you yellow or are you white? Headlights here on Auto World. Headlights, are yellow or are they white? Are they LEDs or are they HIDs? I don't know, Mark. What are you asking me this for? All I want is headlights. Have you ever noticed when you can't see at night that you don't really get to go very fast because you can't see? So if I can get your headlights clear again, we got the lenses clear, the cataracts are out, the yellows are gone. Now we got to get some bulbs in there. Concentration on bulbs. Well, the best type of, first off, I said Blue Streak is a brand that you can buy through Sylvania. Did you know that in order to get white to be whiter, you have to add blue? You do. You have to add blue. That's Sylvania has a blue streak light bulb out there that works real good. But the thing is that first and foremost, if you got a flashlight that's an LED flashlight and it's just brighter than all get out, it'll actually blow your socks off how bright it is. And there's no bulb in it. All you see is this little square LED. Well, I've got quite a few of them in the shop. They're rechargeable. We love them. We've got these 4-footers out there that's got hooks, magnets that hang underneath the hood. So when we open the hood, you got the hook or the magnet that sticks underneath the hood, and the whole entire engine compartment is LED lit. It's awesome. And as I say, if your car, if you don't have good bright lights out front, you don't go very fast. So can you imagine how fast I'm going on a repair when I have LED lights hanging with a 4-foot tube? I am hauling. I mean, this thing, talk about a tune-up in 5 seconds. No, I don't go that fast. But it's so nice not to have to hang on to that old conventional screw-in light bulb treble light that's got a metal cage and back in the day when I first started, I couldn't afford the metal. I had plastic cage, and the heat from the light would melt the plastic. And, you know, it's a fire hazard. And then you're doing a fuel replacement on a fuel pump, and you got, gas spilled on the floor. And then you trip over the cord. The thing's hanging there, and you trip over the cord, and you fall on your, keister. And then the light bulb comes down, and what do you got? A fire. Kaboom. So that's not good. When we come back, we're going to talk about what light to put in your car and how easy it is to do. Give us a call here on Auto World, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Global coronavirus cases have now exceeded 10 million. It's a major milestone in the spread of the disease that's killed nearly 500,000 people in 7 months. In Texas, Florida, and Arizona.
It's clear across the Sun Belt that there's something happening, particularly among younger Americans, and that's why we fully support Governor Abbott's decision to close bars and limit restaurants.
Vice President Mike Pence on CBS's Face the Nation. But in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo says the death toll fell to 5 on Saturday, the lowest number that New York State has recorded in more than 3 months.
This is a virus. It doesn't respond to politics. You can't tweet at it. You have to treat it.
Governor Cuomo on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Yeah, you've got to have the battery hooked up in order to get the horn to work. If you don't have any juice in the battery, well, today's batteries anymore don't have any juice in them. That sulfuric acid that was very, well, toxic, and it burned your hands, eyes, all of that. Now they're dry cell batteries, and that brand would be Optima, the red top Optimas. They have little round cylinders, like six little cylinders for a 12-volt battery, and then they got the yellow ones for the marine batteries that work real good. Difference between an automotive battery for your car and the marine battery is the marine battery, folks, is designed to drain down to zero and then get charged back up, and they can do that for dozens and dozens of times. Anyway, hey, welcome back to Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a pleasure to have you with us, and we've got a caller. Let's go to Frank in New Mexico. Hi, Frank. Happy Auto
hey,
World.
Hey there, Swami. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome, man. What a treat, Frank, to carry on Bob Long's legacy here. And you know, I guess I got a lot of things in my head that I want to share with you and everybody.
You give a lot of information. I don't think you realize how much you give out. It's like coming to school every Sunday, you know. I like it.
Well, we are going to have a test sooner or later, Frank, so stay tuned.
Okay, well, I got on my pink cap today, and it's kind of like, here's, you know, the Coors beer can knitted one.
Oh, yeah.
I got one. Oh, yeah. I got it on right now. But I got this weird question for you about, I guess you would call it small hardware. What I need is, where would you go if you needed one of those push-on retainers for the ends of the heater control cables that go to that open the flap and stuff, you know? I'm talking about 86 Oldsmobile, you know, GM G-body.
Yeah.
There's these, at the ends of the cables, you know, like the knob that you push to control how much heat goes, you know, it opens up a little flap there. A vend door or something, but it's mechanical.
Yeah.
But the physical little kind of a spring push-on washer that clips the end of that cable onto the lever of the door.
To hold the cable on the little lever.
Yeah, my shop manual for the olds calls it a push-on retainer. And it looks like what's on my old Chevelle. It looks like little, in the diagram, it looks like these little washers, maybe a quarter inch across, that are sort of have a bend to them. So when you push them onto the little post or whatever, they sort of click on there.
Yes.
I can't find anything like that in any of the auto parts stores. Where would you go?
Well, those are called, Frank, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Jesus clips.
Okay.
You know why we've been calling those little clips Jesus clips forever? Because you know what we say when we try to snap one on and it goes ka-ting and it flies off and we can't find it and we holler Jesus.
Yeah.
Anyway, and you are perfect and excellent in drawing a picture with words to not only me but to our other listeners, Frank, because that's tough to I know exactly what you need. And where do you go? Today's parts stores have changed, and you're absolutely right. Our parts stores, they don't have them. They don't care about those. They used to have them.
If I go to the Oldsmobile, the GM dealer, the guy goes glassy-eyed. They don't have anything like that, anymore.
Yep. Yep. And are yours metal or plastic?
Well, I'm not sure. In the Chevelle, they're metal, but since this one is lost from the Oldsmobile, I can't tell. They look like metal in the illustration of the GM shop manual for the Oldsmobile. They look just the same, and I even had a part number that I got from the assembly manual of my Chevelle that gave a part number for that little. It was called a spring washer. And it had a part number, but I've had no luck with that part number, and I'm just at a standstill.
Yeah. Well, I can help. I appreciate you bringing it up, because there's a lot of us out there, Frank, that, and this is where I want you to end up going. And it's a General Motors product, so you can go to the Chevrolet dealership. Now, Frank, you might be dealing with a younger parts person, okay? So they've never heard of that. They don't know what it looks like. They don't have any clue. So here's what you can do. They have replaced those Jesus clips, those retainers. They used to be metal on the older cars, but you can put a plastic one in there. And these plastic clips are a plug and play. But what you have to do is direct your General Motors parts person to the General Motors. And or you could even go to Ford, by the way.
It would be a standard size little thing with Ford or GM too, huh?
They are. And all you have to do is tell them to bring up on their computer in front of them. Don't give them your application. You have to give them a 1999, 98, 2000, 2001 Chevy Express van. Side doors have those clips on the rods. See the vans, and they also have those clips, Jesus clips, on the back doors of these vans, because they're barn doors, two of them. And what they have is when you open up the door on the right in the rear, and then the door on the left has a door latch in the center of the door. So when you pull that handle on Ford or Chevy vans, it has rods that go up to undo the latch on the up top part of the roof and the one on the floor to undo the latch on the bottom. Guess what holds those rods in? That clip you need.
Yeah.
So you can go to Ford and or Chevrolet to get those. And they have them. I got those things in stock. I buy them at a dozen at a time because I have. See, now the sad part about they're plastic and they're going to break. They won't last as long as metal ones. But do this. You got internet there at your house, of course.
Sure.
Computer. Yeah. Just Google industrialhardware.com.
Okay.
And industrialhardware.com is, and you're going to probably find a whole bunch of sites there that has that same kind of name. They have all the hardware. I'm talking nuts, bolts, washers, fine threaded metrics to the point of, I'm talking a 2-inch, a Titanic bolt is what I'm saying. A big, big bolt. They have them all.
different pitch threaded ones. They have these Jesus clips, I call them. And, you know, truthfully, you might even want to type that in. It might come up under that because us mechanics have called them. We've called them that for years.
And what were those years and models of the bands you told me to refer to?
Yeah, year 98 through
they were GM and Ford models.
Yeah, the Chevy Express van, and then of course Express. Yep, and then the Ford would be the E250s. See, the F is the truck series, and the E is the van series. So go E150, E250. But they have a lot of those clips. They're plastic. They're just a push in. The rod just snaps in. Then you swing it over and clip it in. In fact, I was on a Lexus the other day. Those clips are even in the passenger door on that to hold, you know, even though you have electric door locks that remotely go in on and off with your push button remotes and or the driver's door button with electric, you still have a mechanical rod in your driver's and passenger door to make the mechanical latch open and close the door. And guess what they have on those rods? These clips.
Jesus clips.
Yeah, Jesus clips. So,
okay.
You know where Frank, you can find most of the Jesus clips is usually probably driver's doors that take the door panels off to replace modules and stuff like that. And I look down in the driver's door, you know, and sometimes you'll find a Coke bottle. No lie, literally. And but I see Jesus clips that have broke off in the years, and the mechanics never clean it up. Anyway, Frank, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the info, Swami.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for calling from New Mexico. Appreciate it, Frank. Well, that's how you do it, folks. Call in and you'll be a member of Auto World at no cost. You're listening to Auto World. I'm Mark Evans. The number, 353-855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Doing my job, I'm the highway patrol.
Oh, hey, welcome back. Welcome back, folks. This is Auto World. I'm your host, Mark Evans. What a gift every Sunday to be with you, to share with you the information that is in my head that's probably got a loose nut there. But anyway, hey, got a lot of goodies for you each and every Sunday, and that's what it's all about. And the main part of Auto World is your world, your Auto World. We all have a car, don't we? We all have a truck. We all have maybe even a lawnmower. Hey, that's where it started for me, as lawnmowers, small gas engine. In junior high, 40-plus years ago, I took welding classes that long ago. And I'm glad I did. And I do remember the arc welding test. The arc welder welding a quarter-inch plate of steel together, which was cut at a 30-degree V, chamfered it in, and the test was the instructor. This was in junior high. Back in the 70s, the instructor put it in a machine. This is how you pass the class. He says, hey, after you've been here at the class for the six-month period, the test is you're going to weld these two pieces of metal together, and we're going to put it in that machine and pull it apart. If it pulls apart where your weld is, you flunk. We want to see the metal stretch and your weld hold. It did, and I passed. Yay! I can say I can weld. And today, I am welding constantly, and I'm glad I learned how to do it. I'm always welding stuff, fixing things all the time. Even right down to a customer brought in a bird bath the other day, and what did I do? It was a cast iron cast, that pot metal cast. I actually brazed it and put it back together for him. So, hey, there you go. You know a good welder? Is your automotive shop got a welder? Because guess what? You need a muffler. You got tailpipes that are rotten out. How about the shock bracket that's broke on the rear of your Plymouth Voyager? That stud broke off. When they say to you, I know you've heard this before, we can't fix it. Well, I don't have can't in my vocabulary. They can cut the stud off and wire weld a new stud on there, folks, for $8 is what the studs cost. Why I say that? Because that's true. In fact, a system that has happened. Plymouth Voyager rear shock mounts. Here's another thing. You gentlemen out there that loves those Chevrolet trucks, good brand, they're all good. All of them are good. But there's certain things from the factory that just didn't do the little detail. Chevrolet trucks, if you have a Suburban from 95 up to 99, even the 2000s, in that year range. If you have one of those and you take the steering wheel, not right now, you're listening to us here on Auto World, but when we get done here, I want you to get in the Suburban or the Tahoe or the Yukon, even the Sierra pickup truck, and you'll find that the steering wheel, when you start it up, you'll find that the steering wheel, if you move it slightly to the left and to the right, the steering shaft that goes down into the steering box, when they machine the male into the female, a little sloppy right there. So you actually will have a little click tick, 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 if you do move the steering wheel left and right. You didn't even notice it, did you? Well, now you will. Do that test. Call me. Email me. AutoWorldRadio@yahoo.com. 24 hours. Let me know what you did, and I'll tell you how to fix it. You're going to actually have the shop tack weld a bead. Open the hood, bend down, look at steering box, driver's side, shaft goes in, they tack it right there. Just a little tack weld will get rid of that little tick. And you know what you'll notice? As they say in steering, if a tie rod's out, just a piece, the thickness of a piece of paper on the right side, got that slop there, your steering wheel will move at least 2 inches from left to right because the tie rod end's worn out. So, that little tack weld, you now have tighter steering. And you'll thank me. I hope. Call me anytime and thank me. The number here at Auto World, 855-660-4261. Well, it's time now to go into, do you know how to read a tire? We all have tires, rubber. Yeah, they're black. You know those black things that are underneath you? Like Michelin said years ago, you've got a lot of writing on your tires. Boy, isn't that the truth. And, of course, today you can put nitrogen in your tires. What's the difference between, you know, air and nitrogen? Nitrogen, air, folks, compressed air has moisture in it, condensation, causing the tire to go low all the time. Yep, nitrogen. No low, staying at the same temperature you left it in. Do I recommend it? I don't have any nitrogen-filled tires in my fleet. So, nah, well, I'm lucky. I've got an air compressor times 8 of them around me here at the Greasy Garage Studio. Of course, we are broadcasting from the Auto World Plaza, and right next to me is a Greasy Garage that we get greasy at. So, anyway, let's get back and figure out how to read a tire. Do you really care about the DOT? Date on tire. That's what that stands for. So, how do I know how to read it? Well, the date on the tire, you'll find the DOT on the side of the tire. Go to that number, and the last four numbers is what I'm concerned with to teach you and ask you to look at them. Find out how old your tires are. Yeah, I said you just bought a set of tires and you think they're brand new. Not. They're not brand new, folks. The tires were produced and made and put on shelves at the warehouse at the tire manufacturer for years. Then they get shipped off to what tire store? On the truck, to your tire store. They're old. Yeah, they've been sitting on a shelf. So let's go to the DOT, go to the last four numbers on this big, long number that you'll see after the DOT. Go to the four numbers. Now, with that said, the first two, we're talking about the last four numbers. So we're going to go to the first two of the last four. And that indicates which week. 52 weeks in a year, last time I counted. So if it has 28, that's the 28th week in the 52-week year. And then go to the last two numbers, and that'll tell you the last two numbers of the year. And you're going to be shocked because it's 2020. You just bought them. Yeah, what are you going to find? 2016s. Sorry to tell you that, but that's the truth. If you do find a 2020 on there, I want to hear about it. I want to know the brand. I want to salute and compliment, tip my hat to that tire store, folks. They got fresh food on the shelf. In this case, it's rubber tires. Yeah, tires do rot out. Yeah. Did you know? If you look also, you'll find a temperature on those black rubber things called tires. The A stands for temperature of 115 degrees or hotter. The B stands for 100 to 115 degrees, and the C stands for 85 to 100. That's right. It gets hot out there. Whew! You thought your air conditioning wasn't really working. Well, that asphalt's causing that rubber tire to get really hot. What's the LT stand for? Light truck. What's the T stand for? Temporary spare. We all know about the word donut. Boy, those were good this morning. I gained a couple pounds anyway. And temporary means T. How about the Z? Do you see the Z on there? Uh-huh. Z rating, 149 miles an hour tire. Z is the end of the alphabet, and when you go from the end of the alphabet, that's the fastest tire. If you get an A, that's a slow tire. That would be for, yes, that thing that you were pushing earlier before you sat down and listened to Auto World, the wheelbarrow. That would be an A rating. Now, let's go. You've got a size of a 245/40R18. Let's go backwards. The 18 stands for the circumference of the wheel. So if you're driving a Plymouth Voyager, you have 15. Those are 15-inch wheels. How about the R before the 18? That's those letters I was talking about. 245-40R is a radio. What if it had a 245-40B? That means it's a belted. Belted, not radial. What if it had a D? That stands for bias ply. Bias ply, they're long gone. Unless you got the old cars like I do. But truthfully, you don't. So that's good. We got the radials. You want the R. Now, what's the 40 before the R stand for? Oh, yeah, that's the profile of the tire, the aspect ratio. That means when you see the metal rim or the aluminum wheel rim, that's where that tire bead goes, mounts there to the top of the rim and goes up to where the tread is. That's the profile. Yeah, all of you are driving newer cars now, and the profiles said goodbye, meaning that it's really, really thin today. You don't have a long, tall profile. The taller the profile from the top of the rim to the top of the tread, the better ride you get. Why is that? Because the sidewall can give. It can bounce and give. If you've got a profile that's a 50, that bad boy's not only wide, but it's a small profile, and it's going to be hard. Hard as my 1916 with wood spoke wheels. You don't want that, do you? No. Now let's do the first number, 245. That's the distance across the tire, the widest point of your tire. Yes, sometimes you can do, if it says right on the Black River thing called a tire, right now, it says 245, 40 R18s, and you say, well, Mark, I can get a better price at a 255, 40 R18s. That's fine. It'll fit. It'll work. Just don't go crazy. Don't get a 185 to replace the 245. That'll be a real skinny looking thing, and you won't like the look of the, you won't like the look of it at all. So anyway, we're going to have to head out again, folks. I want to thank everybody. Of course, we got Engine Light Eric running the board now. Alex, he had to leave. General Motor George, my chief engineer who keeps me wired. Audi Adam, he's always out taking care of my affiliates. Lugnet Lee, the program director, marketing manager, always keeping the wheels on this bad boy. Of course, my makeup artist, Lying Lucy, my personal chauffeur, slide him in and slide him out, Sammy, know-it-all Jay, oh yeah, the loudmouth gender, and of course, well, keep my seat cushion warm, seat cushion Susie.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.